This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How do you do? Welcome to the DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. That's not a great way to start the hour. When you can't do your own name, then you're in big trouble. It's the Doug Steffen introduction, presenting Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today because she can't talk. Other than that, she's fine. So I don't know why I chuckle. It's a horrible thing for a broadcaster not to be able to talk. Can you imagine, Victoria, going through life without a voice? It's actually a good exercise once in a while when you there's a lesson in life that we all need to learn, and that is when to keep our mouths shut. It's something that has come hard to me over the years because I think sometimes I'm an expressive, you know, that psychological term, an expressive. I'm an empath and an expressive. So this is a perfect job for me. This is a perfect way for me to earn a living. But it sometimes it gets it. When I was a kid, it got me into trouble as an adult. And part of it has to do with my Scorpio nature. Any good astrologer who understands Maria Trilogy actually taught me about what there is that's quirky about my Scorpio nature, combined with the other things, you know, the part of my rising sign and where the moon is and stuff. But I always want to know why.
What's your rising sign?
My rising sign is Pisces. My moon's in Pisces. My rising sign's Aquarius. I'm very, very inquisitive, which has made me great at what I do. But I also tend to...
Very humble, too. There must be some other part of you that's very humble.
Excuse me? It's some other part of... Well, there is, frankly. I'm very much a server, and I always put other people first. And it's a habit that's got me into trouble. It's time now for all of us who are trying to figure out what life is about. All through our lives, I think we have questions, and sometimes we never get answers because we don't ask the right questions, we don't ask the right people. You know that I'm a great believer in shaping our minds as well as our body and keeping our minds healthy as well as our body. So you all of us, I should say, collectively, have habits that are formed early on for life. And as you get older, you don't want them any longer. You don't need them any longer. So how do you dump them? The old habits that are incompatible with either where you are now or, more importantly, that future that you're trying to create for yourself. Do you replace old habits with new ones and help yourself to the person that you want to be, not the person that you were? One of them is, you know, you focus on blame and stuff. That doesn't ever fix anything. I keep talking about Joel Osteen and his focus on the rearview mirror being small, and it's a great analogy, whether you like Osteen or you don't. Great analogy. Rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. So you take it from there. It's food for thought. You go through as you get older, and you see your friends either pass away, or you see relationships that you've had that you wanted just kind of crumble, and you think, okay, how do we move this all ahead? How do we move it to the next phase, the next page, or whatever it is? And so hopefully you're able to work with that, because otherwise your life will become miserable and you get angry, and you've all seen people who, as they get older, just seem to get just angry and nasty, and who wants to live that way? Oof. I'm Captain Curmudgeon. That's as far as I want to go.
I was waiting for that part. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. All right, Victoria, what's the lead here? Now I've digressed a bit. What do we have that's a breaking news, trending story?
Well, the DNC is in the news, and the reason for it is because officials within the Democratic National Committee, they're actually warning party candidates not to use certain smartphones, especially ones made by ZTE or Huawei. Now, those are the two Chinese companies that we've talked a lot about over the last 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. ZTE, of course, was really in the headlines. The intelligence officials testified that both of the companies, ZTE and Huawei, were using smartphones to spy on Americans. And so that's exactly the reason that this warning has hit the DNC. The reason for it is because apparently the chief security officer, Bob Lord, made this announcement in an email after the committee learned that some of the party members were planning on buying ZTE phones for their staff. And so they said that the devices should not be purchased for work or personal use because of the security risk that they pose.
Basically.
And, earlier in the year, the Trump administration punished ZTE for violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And then there was sort of an about face, and now ZTE is okay to use again or whatever. But don't trust it. Even, they make a lot of burner phones. They're cheap phones. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them everywhere. It's tempting, but if you really, if you value your privacy, then stay away from these
brands. What are they doing with the information, though? That's right. What the heck are you doing with the info?
Well, if you think about it, why was Cambridge Analytica taking Facebook data? What were they using it for? And then it turns out they aggregate all that data and they sold it to the Trump campaign. So you never know. And in China, who knows what they're using it for? It's opposition research, spying on Americans. We've talked about some of the smart TVs
that
can spy on American viewing habits.
I get that, but what does that get them? Because we're their best friends in terms of getting them to where they are now. And if we're silly enough to keep buying their junk, which some people are, then they continue to have a presence. They continue to have impact and import. But it's us that are giving them that. We're giving them. So why do that?
Well, a lot of times you hear stories when people are hacking or spying on any group of people, that information then gets sold on the dark web. And so when you could take it down to a personal level where a lot of cell phones have been hacked of celebrities, they've had some pretty embarrassing pictures released, there's ransom for it. There are a lot of negative things that can come from having your information spied upon. So no one wants it. It's not good news for anybody, and especially a political party, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. No one wants all those phones to be able to be hacked easily. They're very easily hacked, and they can be controlled almost like a drone. So, it's not something that I understand.
Right, so
a lot of people use the. A lot of people buy these phones because they're burner phones and they're very cheap. But it's just you really do get what you pay for. Don't.
All right, so there it is. The ZTE. How do you know it's a ZTE phone? Does it say
right on
the
on
box?
It. Oh yeah, it says that that's the brand, just like Samsung or LG or whatever.
All right, there it is. ZTE, ladies and gentlemen, a public service of the DJB. Say it again. The DJV program. I want to do a postscript to what I said a few minutes ago. We were talking about where you are now and where you want to be and the rearview mirror stuff that I use often now because I think it is so poignant. In other words, nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but you can start today. You can't change what you've done. You cannot change the past. It's over. But you can start right now, here today, and make a new ending to the story. Does that make more sense? You can't, I want to begin over again. You can't begin over. You can't. But you can start now and cause the story to change. What the ending is all about will change if you change. And maybe you take that. That's maybe the better point that I was trying to make earlier. Sometimes I don't make my points as well as I would like to, so I think I'm through. And I did listen to your story. I got the story about ZTE, but I tend to go down the same street with all the Chinese stuff. So after you were done with the first sentence or two, I went back to thinking, well, what did I just say? Do people understand what I just said? Hopefully you do. 15 after the hour here in the DJV program.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
It's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We all have our police blotters in our communities. The Framingham police blotter this weekend, women facing charges after a fight, included one woman smashing a wine bottle on the head of the other one, and the other one picked up a chair and swung it at her. They were arguing about a lawn chair. And it was 2:30 in the morning on Sunday, and police theorized that alcohol was involved. Hard to believe, right? Fighting over a patio chair next to a minivan. And so the one lady took a bottle and whacked it over the head of the other one, and then the other one that had the bottle whacked on her head picked up the chair and smashed it against a minivan. So there, you can't use it. If I can't have it, you can't have it either. Police were called to the address and found numerous beer cans and old wine bottle. I don't know, old. these kinds, but they happen everywhere. I just use that. I kind of chuckle about it. But they have these sorts of things happen everywhere. They happen in your neighborhood, Kara. Happen in Victoria's in a pretty upscale neighborhood, so now probably right down the boardwalk. You see people there. Yeah, you see people in the middle of Saturday night, early Sunday morning, especially there. All those sorts of things. The vagaries of too much alcohol. You know what happens to your system? If you're out in the sun and you know how much quicker the alcohol works when you are, you can get drunk so much faster when you're hot, apparently. I don't know why that is. But that was something, that was a lesson I learned a long time ago. Have you found that to be the case, Victoria? I don't know why I'm asking you, but...
Well, here's one. Okay, so there's two reasons, I think, for that. Number one, if you're drinking during the day, you always get drunk faster because the enzymes that you need to break down alcohol don't kick in until the nighttime.
Got it. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Taylor Swift on Saturday with Bryan Adams in Toronto at the second of her shows at Rogers Center. The duet on his hit, The Summer of 69. Crank it up a bit. This is from the mid-80s. So, Adams had played the arena the night before down the street from the stadium where he told his fans that he had to get out of the car and walk to the venue because the traffic was so bad because of all the Swift fans flooding the arena to see her first show of the weekend. That happened down here in Boston, Foxborough Stadium. The same sort of thing happened a couple of weeks ago. Taylor sprung the surprise by saying, "It's just one of my favorite songs ever written. It's not one of mine, but you guys have been singing so loud all night, I really wanted to see how loud it could be." She encouraged everybody to keep singing as she launched into the opening lines of this song, Summer of 69. And so then Adams emerged from a trap door with his guitar, picking up where she left off with the second verse. And then they continued to share or take the lead on lines from the first chorus forward. After the show, Taylor posted a video of the duet saying, "I didn't even know Brian was going to be in town until last night, and I asked him completely last minute if he wanted to come sing. Pretty evident from the videos that I'm fully losing it with excitement, and I can't thank Bryan Adams enough." So that must have been kind of a neat thing. Is there any history between the two of them at all?
I don't think they knew each other until this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to do
it. He still sounds really good, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, right.
That's always great, because that just introduced him, well, for him, he hasn't played in front of that many people in a long time.
No, right.
But that's a whole new generation of people who now know that song.
And he was in the arena, and she was in the stadium.
Right.
So, Good. Toronto would be a good venue, I would have thought, for them, for both of them. All right, so that's the Taylor Swift, Bryan Adams story. Next up, musically speaking, on the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and Doug, is a focus on Dolly Parton. The Dollywood Amusement Park announced a $37 million expansion, new rides, restaurant, live entertainment. It's called Wildwood Grove, planned to open up next year. Dollywood said in a news release the investment meets the company's commitment of $300 million over a 10-year period, 4 years ahead of schedule. Wow. They must have quite a... This is a big expansion. They have to be doing very well there. I would think, just because of Dolly and her name and her demeanor, that would bring people in. But obviously a lot of people have fun there.
Yeah.
So they're going to expand with six new rides, a suspended family roller coaster called the Dragon Flyer. I think I could do without that. Also various indoor and outdoor play areas for families. Parton said that this place... visitors have a place to explore, play, and imagine together. But more importantly, it's a place where they can spend more time together. So, they start this year and they finish it next year. How often does she appear at the park? Is there a stage? Is there a place for her to do concerts?
I don't know. I'm assuming there has to be some performance space for concerts and stuff. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I have such regard for her. I think she's such a fabulous in all kinds of ways. Just a great example of what you can do if you want. When you start from nothing, zero, and make something of yourself. Not everybody has it in their character or their demeanor. Some people do, and when they put their mind to it, they really do get things done. So congratulations to Dolly and all the people who feel good listening to her music and have a good time at Dollywood. What a great place. It's in the middle of the mountains, too, by the way. Middle of nowhere. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is part of a trend, a new normal that we've got to deal with.
California Governor Jerry Brown, who says the wildfire situation in his state isn't going to improve anytime soon. At least 17 such fires continue to burn, most of them out of control. A governor's office spokesman says the firefights become an international effort now.
Actually, 16 states in all, as well as two countries, Australia and New Zealand who have dispatched firefighters.
The car fire claiming its seventh victim, a utility worker, was killed yesterday near Reading while doing repair work in a remote wilderness area. Dozens of people killed in Indonesia after another strong earthquake hits the island of Lombok, the magnitude 7.0 quake killing at least 90 people on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Six minutes before the hour, so 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer out today because she went to a concert over the weekend that ruined her voice.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, we've got the real story behind the story. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan on duty is Kara Schillen at our studios in Washington. She had a nice time camping in the rain over the weekend. I'm sure that helped a lot her mood. Actually, you sound refreshed. You sound full of fun.
I did have a good time. It only rained a little bit, so I'm feeling refreshed, and my mood is fine this morning. Thank you.
Good. Good, good, good. Okay, so people in the news, anybody got anything new on Molly Tibbetts, this young lady who has disappeared? Nobody seems to know what
the heck. 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything new. I know the family they seem hopeful that she's still alive. They've got the GoFundMe has been raising a lot of money. I think they have, they've got 260,000 right now they've raised.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the latest. I don't know anything else about it. It's just really sad.
Well, it's something, it has captured the public imagination, no question about that. Next person is the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who says that Texas, no, he didn't say it about Texas, he says Houston has more brothels than Starbucks. Why would anybody in, Houston, never been my favorite place. I've only been there a few times, and I think the last time I was there was when I went to visit the George Bush Presidential Library. But it's just, it's hot and humid there all the time. A lot of businesses, that's for sure. But anyway, there are 224 businesses that list kissing as an available service.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 224 of those. There are 51 Starbucks locations in the city. That's code for what, Victoria?
Well, that's code for whatever you want it to be. That's part of the problem in these quote-unquote massage parlors.
Uh-huh. What? So. Massage parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they're brothels, essentially.
Yeah. Well, but is that automatically? Are you automatically? I don't know about that.
What? If you look on a massage parlor's website and they mean, have
wait.
Beyond massages,
wait a
then
second.
It's
what
not...
do you think is not fair, Doug, about what?
Yeah, just because they allow kissing, that doesn't mean it's
what?
A brothel.
I'm sorry. That's just.
That's prostitution. You're paying for a sex
somebody
act.
To get a kiss? To get a kiss?
It's not a kissing booth at a county
well,
fair.
There
this
are
is,
whole,
this
well,
is,
there, but this whole thing now, you've seen. The last
no,
week
kissing
or two especially.
Is, that's not even what they. That's code for other things.
Oh, it
that's
is. Well, so that's my naivete. I don't know.
Well, right. Even then, do you want to go to a massage parlor and pay to kiss someone? I just. That's.
I don't want to pay to kiss anybody. But I'm saying this last week, wasn't there maybe a week or 10 days ago a focus on these new hugging? These places where you can go get a hug. You can lie down with somebody and pay for an hour of hugging and you don't have sex. You see those?
Well, those are like, yeah, that's different. That's cuddle parties or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cuddle parties, right.
But those are exclusively non-sexual, and that's the whole point of them. These are just regular massage parlor brothels that are all over Houston. They're all over New York City. If you, and this is just gross, but a friend of mine used to live right near the UN, and he was on 49th Street. He and his friend had the top floor apartment. And every other apartment in the whole building was just the massage parlor brothels. He just watched prostitutes, and every guy from the UN in and out all day long with suits. Mm-hmm. They're wearing suits. They look like normal, respectable businessmen, and they're in and out all day long. It was gross.
Middle East, especially were Middle Easterners, I'm sure.
They were from all walks of life. They were, mostly from the UN, but yeah.
Okay. All right, next. An interesting release, a news release from Moscow. Associated Press reports that Vladimir Putin, Bad Vlad, has not only given actor Steven Seagal a Russian passport, but he now is a special envoy for humanitarian ties to the United States. Foreign Ministry announcing on its Facebook page, Seagal's portfolio in this unpaid position would be to, quote, facilitate relations between Russia and the United States in the humanitarian field, including cooperation in culture, arts,
jeez,
public and youth exchanges. So, as a matter of fact, the way he got introduced to Bad Vlad, Putin was trying to learn how he was becoming a martial artist, a jiu-jitsu or whatever, one of those things. And because Seagal is an accomplished martial artist, he was invited by Putin to come teach him some moves. So
Russia can have him. He's a quack.
Yeah.
Well, total quack.
He looks different than he used to, that's for sure.
But he's always, something's wrong with him. Like, he acts so erratically. He gets into fights on airplanes. He punches people. He's just not a good guy. So, mm-hmm. Russia can have him.
So, how about, is that the equivalent to Dennis Rodman being an envoy to North Korea?
Well, De-
the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Dennis Rodman seems like a sweet person, though. He does. He's not like Steven
Seagal.
Doesn't
go around beating people up.
I don't think so. No.
All right. Somebody comment. Somebody commented online. We are now officially living in a South Park episode. And I guess maybe it is kind of a Twilight Zone-esque sort of thing. All right, what's this? The Venezuelan presidency in question because Mr. President Maduro, somebody's trying to bump him off. And
that's
he says
he thinks,
yeah. The president of Colombia who's trying to bump him off. He was unharmed after an explosion went off while he was giving a speech in Caracas. So what the heck is this all about? I saw this was sort of trending all weekend long.
Yeah.
The bodyguards tried to surround him, and the television went, the news media saying, hey, don't worry about him, he's okay. There was an assassination attempt. And then he said the Colombian president trying to bump him off, and then a Colombian official told CNN the claims were baseless. Venezuelan government offered excuses, maybe opposition parties. They said, so the AP says there was a gas tank explosion near where he was speaking, and that was it. So it wasn't really an assassination attempt at all. Right? It was something.
Well, that's what. There's a lot of different angles, I guess, to this. So the gas station or the gas tank explosion, maybe it was part of the assassination attempt. I don't know. Yeah. But this guy, Maduro, certainly thinks that someone's out to get him.
Yeah. Well, if he's anything like the guy that was there before him, I can understand that. The guy that was there before, bad dude. All right, while we're in Russia, thousands of people protesting government proposal that would raise the country's retirement age. Wow. The proposal raises the retirement age for women to 63 and for men to 65. But the problem is Russian unions say many men won't even live long enough to claim their pensions. As of this year, life expectancy for Russian men is 66, Russian women 77. Protesters in Moscow are seen holding signs that said, "We want to live on our pensions, not die at work." Wow. So, what do we think of that? Imagine that I had no idea the Russian life, but they're all drunks over there. They're all alcoholics. They are. There was a stat that like 90% of people in, especially Siberia, places like that. How'd you like to live? Try to live. Suicide rates there are crazy. That's why the average man lives to be 66. Of course,
yeah,
it is awful. Yeah. All right. So that's the latest from Bad Vlad. One other. As long as we're traveling around the world here, Swedish authorities chasing after suspects involved in a heist that saw crown jewels stolen from an old cathedral west of Stockholm. It's kind of interesting. Police say two men were seen speeding off on a small motorboat that had been moored below the cathedral. What are these jewels? The royal jewels? Why are they in a church? Excuse me.
17th That's a good question. Time. I think we should start with that.
Yeah.
Why are they in a church, and why are they able to be stolen?
Yeah.
The crown. Although the crown jewels, where are the crown jewels in England? Where can you see them?
In the basement at the Queen's Castle.
But don't they go on display
Same
sometimes?
Thing as the Catholics. All of their jewelry is downstairs under the Vatican. They have $5 billion worth of jewelry and all kinds of treasures that they have had there for centuries. And they do nothing with it. They're supposed to. I don't know. This kind of stuff makes me crazy.
They were crowns that were made for the burials of one of the kings and queens, so they're not ones that are actually used for events. It was just for.
So how did they get extracted? Were they in a coffin with one of the former kings or queens?
I think they were probably in a glass case. I don't know if the coffins are in the church. I don't know. I don't know much about the history.
Sounds
there,
like a good movie to me.
Yeah, I don't think they have any real clues on where they've been. They just hopped on a boat that was in a lake nearby and got out of there before anyone was able to really figure out what was going on. So, but I don't know, how do you sell something like that? Do you sell that on the black market? Do you just keep it for yourself?
Somebody's got lots of money.
Or do you break it up and just sell the individual stones?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened in Ocean's 8. Maybe they're taking a hint from that.
Oh,
I don't know. Not to give anything away. But
No, we wouldn't want to do that. 45 past the hour here on today's DJ V Show.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellatrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellatrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Victoria. What do you think? You're the New Jerseyan now. I moved to New Jersey, came from New Jersey back to her roots. Here's the story of a woman who won $288,000 playing online slots during a conference call for work.
I'm going to start doing that during our conference
calls. Are you? Good for
yeah.
you. Yeah. She was at the Sugar House Online Casino. So how does that work?
Apparently, it's legal to play. I guess certain states have online gambling.
Yeah.
And so she started playing a few months ago and, boom, hit the $288,000 jackpot. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. And then you're on a conference call at work, so it's not like you can really start screaming that you just won $288,000.
So she was paying no attention. This sort of reminds me of what happens when I'm off on a toot and the rest of you go to sleep while I'm having the conversation with myself. I don't know. You could be playing the slots as well.
I might be from now on.
Yeah.
You can win that kind of money. Why not?
Oh,
it was
really?
A $2 bet. She only bet $2.
God, that's a great investment. $2 and you get back $287,945. We'll all go for that. 10 before the hour here.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the great, I was going to say the late and great, but that wouldn't be fair. Tom Kreiner
still here.
What? Are you still here?
Still here.
Tommy the King. Yes, he's here. All right. Tommy is here to represent advice, consent, info. Tom is in the refinishing wood floor business at the moment. In his own place, but he has great expertise. He also has a great website, moneypit.com. Always lots of resources there, lots of information. We'll tell you what the latest is and how you can sign up after we answer this question from listener Joel, who said that he has a basement floor that's poured concrete, a lot of rise and fall from one end to the other. It's 9 inches. That's very interesting. What do you suggest other than an atomic bomb? What does he do to fix that?
Well, I mean, first of all, his ceiling height goes from 98 inches to 107, so he has at least an 8 foot ceiling height even in the low end.
Yep.
I would want to know why that floor is so out of level. Now, basement floors are not really part of the house structure, so You build a foundation and you pour the floor last. If the floor was just poured really poorly, then, you know, you could just tear that floor out and level it ground and re-pour it. But that's really key to understand why that had happened. Was there an obstruction underneath or whatever? To try to level the floor, I mean, you could add an additional layer to that, or you could use a floor leveling system for that, but then he's going to lose, you know.
So just pour on top of the current floor, you're saying.
Right.
Settlement, exactly. what kind of play is settlement in all of this? This is a big gap.
If there's evidence of cracking or movement, then That's important to know. And again, another reason, I mean, with my house, I would investigate further and probably tear the floor out.
I want to know how old the house is, too. If this is something that was, if it's an old, I remember the house that I grew up in. It was in one of the oldest houses in Framingham, and it had stone. It was the foundation was stones from the stone wall, and over the years they'd put mud in it, and then they put concrete in it, and the floor was a poured floor that had cracks and crevices and a drain down the middle of it for the water that came in from the hole.
The stones.
To go out to some
stones.
We had a 9-inch from one end to the other easily.
And you know, though, I mean, the ceiling height though is kind of a giveaway here because most older homes don't have ceiling heights in the basements that are that tall.
Right.
Because the basements were a lot harder to dig. So they were more for utility space for the heating equipment and for the
Remember, these old houses, they go back 300 years. Hello, the cellar was dug by hand. That's
exactly.
how they, so, and they brought the fieldstone in to put it up to put the house on top of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said. They were just there to hold the mechanical equipment and maybe the coal, you know.
Yeah,
they really weren't designed for finished basements in older homes.
Yeah,
good point.
Right. All right, what's the best tip in the current issue of the Money Pit Home Improvement Weekly Newsletter?
We have many, many fantastic tips, and hard to select your favorite child, Doug. But one of the things that we feature this week are 7 home improvement ideas under $1,000. Most people think that remodeling always has to be really expensive, but we've got 7 ideas that you can do to your house in a fairly short period of time for under $1,000. Updating kitchen countertops and different types of painting techniques, updates for outdoors and for curb appeal improvements and energy efficiency. You know, all the way across the board, great projects that you can tackle for under a grand.
MoneyPit.com. All right. I saw this in a newspaper article over the weekend. There's a new program where you can get rid of spiders and rodents in your home. They cause $5 billion of property damage in the U.S. every year. It has to do with ultrasonic technology that chases the pests away with, you know, I guess, what is there, a sound that drives them crazy?
That technology has been around forever, and I've never heard really good things about it. I don't think it's brand new. I mean, if you want to keep rodents away from your house, and this is something to think about this time of year as it starts to turn in terms of the seasons and it gets colder. You know, you got to keep the food away. You know, you can't store things on the floor that they can get into. You know, you don't want to have firewood piles against the side of your house. It makes nesting sites. You want to look at the outside of your house for any small gaps where rodents get into and stuff them with steel wool so that they can't, you know, sort of chew their way through it. I mean, you need to do the basic steps to rodent-proof your house. But I don't think that technology is one that I would turn to for my first attempt to keep rodents out.
Not the best way. Well, I was just thinking, I've had ants and mice in my house this summer.
Yeah.
We had some mice last winter and had traps all over the place, and then we plugged up a few holes outside. Those are the sorts of things you should be looking for now, I think, as you said. Don't say it's cold weather's coming. Come on, that's not right. Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.